Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. The phone lines are open for you to take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so do enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. So we were talking about our friend Barry Cooper having his wife arrested not too long ago. Apparently earlier today, they came after him. They tricked her out of to come out of her house with some subterfuge. They then proceeded to arrest her. And Barry apparently has a warrant out for his arrest as well. This all stemming from the Cop Busters episodes that they created, which essentially were reverse stings that they pulled on the cops, giving them the opportunity to show how corrupt they were. And they did. It wasn't hard for them to find some corrupt cops in order to get some footage of, in the first case, the cops raiding a house that didn't actually have marijuana plants in it based on an anonymous tip that they received.
Right. Well, they weren't supposed to be using the technology, the FLIR camera, that they were, in fact, using to do what they were doing. So, I mean, you know, it's this it's them lying.
Yeah, they and the whole idea
breaking the rules, the laws that they're supposed to be there to protect us or something.
All right, but even the laws make it their rules make it pretty easy for them to do things. I mean, the idea that they can just raid somebody's house on an anonymous tip is pretty ludicrous. I mean, because that's essentially legally what they were doing. They're not going to put down that they used the FLIR camera. They're raiding a house based on somebody's say so. Somebody they didn't even know. It was a letter that was written and given to them through an intermediary. I mean. They have no idea what the veracity of those claims are, but yet they went and they raided that house anyway.
Sure. If I wanted to give an anonymous tip on my neighbor, I mean, that's going to be good for them.
It's horrible.
It's time and again what happens when these SWAT raids occur is people's property gets destroyed. They're inconvenienced for hours. Sometimes their family will be taken out in the front lawn, put on their knees, handcuffed behind their back, hands behind their head or whatever, with guns trained on them while their houses are searched. I mean, and this is America. It's crazy.
The worst, one of the things you pointed out during the break that I thought was worthy of bringing up on the air was, and I don't want to rub salt in anybody's wounds with this, but man, I wish this didn't have to happen. And it didn't. At least, I don't think it would have happened had Barry and Candy and their kids made the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. It was a few years ago that they were both here visiting. Barry was speaking at, I think it was the 2008 or 2007 Liberty Forum.
One of them.
And so, you know, I met him, and we had a good time. We hung out, and I think he was really impressed by what he saw, by meeting some of the activists. He said very positive things about what was going on up here, but he loves Texas.
Yeah, and the Texans are that way, you know. I mean, I just
people
don't have...
around the country are that way about the place from where they come.
Nobody's like Texans are when it comes to sort of this mini nationalism, like, as far as their state goes. I'm sorry, there's just nothing like Texans.
Whatever, you can make that statement. That's fine.
Texans will make that statement.
Well, whatever. People like where they come from. That's
people,
a general
people
statement.
People like it for different reasons than Texans like Texas, though. Texans like Texas because Texas is the best.
I don't care what
many
the
people
are.
Like where they are because that's where their families are and friends right. are and things like that. I mean, it's entirely different reasons that they do what they do.
I didn't hear that from Barry, that Texas is the best or anything like that. What I heard from Barry was the same reasons that people give for not going to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, and that is that, well, they believe something can be done where they live. They believe that there's a chance that if they just stay where they are and they work harder, that something can change, that liberty can be affected.
Oh, it can, over time or something like that. But however, the huge jump start is here.
Sure, it can be changed, Mark, but not very likely is it going to be changed in a pro-liberty direction. I mean, change is inevitable, but it's not likely that the change that happens in these other places is going to be towards freedom. I hope I'm wrong, and I hope somebody shows me that, hey, look, we're having all this freedom over here in, you know, Oklahoma. Or whatever, but I haven't seen that yet. If you do have those examples, please share them with us at 800-259-9231. So it wasn't all about Texas this, Texas that. It was that, well, this is where he lives, and that's where his family is, and it's comfortable there. And he's running for, at that time, he was planning a run for Attorney General. And we all know how those things go, because we've done them before. We've been involved in these campaigns of the libertarian candidates for fill-in-the-blank office and whatever fill-in-the-blank state. If you've been involved, you know what happens, too. you get out there, you meet some people, people say nice things about you, and down the line you get 3% in a three-way election. And then 2 years later, you do it all over again, pretending like something has significantly shifted in the population in that that 2 years of time.
Well, you've got some hope, and there's always this hope that that one hangs one's sort of out of New Hampshire electoral campaign on.
Well, you better have hope. I mean,
otherwise,
you don't have
why
hope.
Would you do it?
Right, you shouldn't be doing it. But it was sad, you know. I mean, to see somebody as talented as Barry stay where he is always sad for me when I see people say those things. But I understand, you know, they've got their life and they want to live.
I can't tell you when I would have moved up for the Free State Project if it wasn't for the Free Talk Live. I don't know. I probably would have moved once they got to the 20,000 number somewhere in there in the 5 year window that mm-hmm. they had. But, you know, I absolutely had the same sort of feelings, and essentially you're going to keep your head down.
Right.
If you're keeping your head down and, you know, not really doing anything for liberty, then that's one thing, because you don't have any real expectations of anything changing. However, it's the activists that are working so hard wherever they are. That
like Barry.
I always feel, and he is, he's really talented. I always feel so bad for those folks, because it seems to me, from where I sit, inevitable.
Right, and yeah, you could make it up eventually, Mark, if you didn't get arrested in the meantime. And it's just so sad when I see these things happen because, as you mentioned during the break, how different would this have been had it actually transpired in New Hampshire?
Right. I don't think the cops here in New Hampshire, and certainly not the I don't believe that the cops in Keene would even be about this. For one, I think they're a step up, and I don't think I like them a little better. Maybe it's because they're my cops or something. I don't know what the reason is, but I don't feel like they would have reacted in the same manner.
I don't feel like it either necessarily, but I know that if they did, that Barry would have a tremendous group of activists that would be standing behind him and backing him up, as our friend Brad Jardis did, a former cop who's kind of in the same club as Barry, both former cops, both working against prohibition now. When Brad Jardis was targeted for termination by his police department, 50 to 60 activists showed up to the termination hearing. And they supported Brad, and I think that it's not unfair to say that the reason why Brad wasn't terminated that night was because 50 or 60 activists showed up to support him.
That's what Brad said.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you can say what you want. The guy who was there and the principal in the operation said that was the reason he believed it.
Right. You get arrested in New Hampshire, you put out that Pork 411 phone call, and you've got activists showing up immediately, as quickly as they possibly can, on the scene at the jail or wherever it is that they need to go to show support and to come up with ideas and to brainstorm and to move forward with a plan and do something. It's just so hard to do activism all by yourself. And I'm not saying Barry's all by himself. For all I know, he's got a huge network of people that are going to help him out there, but then again, maybe he doesn't.
I don't know. It just, my assessment is that if he were up here, the things would have been different.
Right. And the same thing with, it's just, there was also our listener, George Donnelly, who was arrested by the federal goons recently. As you may recall, he was out in front of the federal courthouse with fully informed jury activist Julian Heichlin.
Handing out pamphlets. Right? Dangerous pamphlets.
Julian was handing out the pamphlets. George had his video camera and he was recording. And apparently they are alleging that he attacked a federal officer, which is ludicrous. I mean, the idea is absolutely absurd. He had a video camera in his hands. How's he going to attack a federal officer besides hitting them with it? And clearly that's not the kind of thing that he's going to do. I've met the guy. He's a mild-mannered individual, from what I can tell. And I've seen his videos before. He is very calm and cool and collected when it comes to interacting with these cops.
Well, you know, if that was the case, it's very easy. They took his video camera. There should be footage right there.
Which, of course, they have his video camera,
right.
and they haven't released it. They're just going to hold on to him and hold on to the footage as long as they possibly can. They put him on a house arrest now as he's waiting a trial on assaulting a federal officer, which could net him several years in prison. And the saddest part is, George came up here to New Hampshire. He'd planned to move here. He was actually planning on moving just a few days after he was arrested by the feds. Mm. Now he can't leave Philadelphia because of the stupid house arrest. But it was a year prior to that that he'd come up here for a visit to scout around for some houses. It was just unfortunate that he wasn't able to find the right house in that amount of time. Otherwise, he'd have been here. And the time when Julian Heichlin came here to do the Fiji outreach, we had 30 activists out there. The feds didn't even want to bat an eyelash at us. They didn't come out to even talk to us at the Concord Fiji outreach. There's more coming up here. So I think the message here is, if you're coming to New Hampshire, get here as soon as possible.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Refrigerated Cookie Dough. There are a million reasons to bake with Toll House. Find yours at verybestbaking.com. Whether it's sweet potatoes on Thanksgiving or burgers on the 4th of July, kids associate certain foods with certain occasions. Family traditions are important to them. So when planning your holiday or birthday menu, keep in mind what they like most and invite the kids to cook up a new food tradition. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com.
Is there a favorite radio station or show that you just love and can't stand to miss? Then you need Replay AV. With Replay AV, you can set up your PC to record your favorite radio shows, podcasts, XM and Sirius radio feeds, even streaming video automatically. More than one favorite? No problem. Replay AV can simultaneously record multiple shows and stations. You never have to miss any of your favorite programs again. Replay AV comes with a built-in media guide to make it easy to find your favorites and a converter for playback in any of the popular formats, or burn to CD or DVD. With Replay AV's easy recording wizard, you'll be set up to record quickly. And Replay AV comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try it, then buy it at replayav.com. GCN listeners save $10 off the retail price by going to replayav.com or click on the Replay AV banner on gcnlive.com. Visit replayav.com. Stream it, record it, keep it with Replay AV.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Give you the features there for free, so enjoy those. And those features include a bunch of archives. And I already mentioned the archives earlier tonight, but I was given the heads up that now we've got even more
brand
archives.
New breaking archive news.
Well, some of them are broken, unfortunately, but there's a lot more available now that are working than ever before. The archives now go back to 2006 instead of just 2009. So it was pretty good that we had it back to 2009. I mean, that's a lot of darn archives. Now you can go back an extra 3 years. And it's pretty much full archive coverage up until June or May of 2006.
That's pretty good.
There's some spotty coverage before that as well. But I just tested some of the earlier ones in May, and they're not working, so bear with us. I just checked the ones in 2007. I checked some of them there. Those were working, the ones that I randomly selected to check. So we're ironing out the bugs, but as of right now, you can click on, you can go to freetalklive.com, click on Get Archives on the left-hand side of the screen, and you'll be taken to the fancy archive page that our wonderful technical guru types have put up there for you. So thanks to them, and enjoy the free archives. Extra, bonus, cost you zero. At freetalklive.com.
You know, it's crazy what Free Talk Live gives compared to the rest of those shows out there.
It's crazy!
You just can't get it. You just can't.
So, you don't want to tell me about HostGator, Mark?
I absolutely do want to tell you about HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. You can create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. You just use coupon code FTL. It's FTL as in Free Talk Live. Sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. It's HostGator.com, code FTL. And Ian, didn't you say that HostGator was, you had looked them up and they'd received some kind of really great award or something?
They're one of the top most reliable websites. Web hosting stuff, I think. It's a website out there that rates web hosting companies. They allow people to rate them and write reviews. And they also check their uptime. Basically, so they ping the
seems important,
right? They ping the host company every so often to make sure they're still online, and then if they're offline, they record that, and they come up with a percentage of okay, are they really online 99.9% of the time? Here's how accurate that claim is according to the history. And HostGator was definitely up there.
If you're having a website, you want it online, right?
Yeah, exactly. So the number here is 1-800-259-9231. As we continue taking your phone calls, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. A little bit of news out of the Drug War Chronicle, StopTheDrugWar.org. They send out this nice little, I think, weekly edition of their newsletter that just kind of keeps you up to date on what's going on across the country and across the world with drug decriminalization / legalization efforts and interesting drug war-related news. The head of the Office of National Drug Control Policy, Drug Czar Gil Karolowski, is pushing a campaign targeting drug driving, and he has singled out marijuana as the main problem. But if the latest research findings on stone driving are any indication, the drug czar may want to shift his emphasis if he wants to, as he claims, let policy be driven by evidence.
No, he doesn't want that.
According to clinical trial data published in the March issue of the
Journal... Yes, he wants policy to be driven by the evidence that marijuana is the most found and most charged drug out there. That's what the evidence that he wants it to be based on.
Or
not the evidence that marijuana really harms anyone. It is somehow harmful compared to, say, alcohol or other drugs when used and one directs a motor vehicle. I'm not saying it's a good idea. I do not think it is necessarily a good idea. It is not a good idea to direct a motor vehicle while under the influence of marijuana. However, go on.
Well, there have been studies that have shown, as this study shows.
Right, this is what I want you to read the study, because I can tell you what the study says. I've studied this enough.
Right, and so they keep studying it, though, just in case, and they keep finding the same results. According to clinical trial data published last March in the Journal of Psychoactive Drugs, subjects tested both before and after smoking marijuana exhibited virtually identical driving skills in a battery of driving simulator tests. Researchers in the double-blind, placebo-controlled trial, now that's scientific.
That's as science as you get.
They tested 85 subjects, that's a decent number, 50 men and 35 women on simulated driving performance.
Right, and I'd like to point out, there is no contrary study out there. There's no contrary study saying marijuana drivers are as dangerous as people that are drunk or whatever.
No
the only
way.
Evidence that's out there is anecdotal evidence from people who really don't know much about smoking marijuana, who essentially put it on the same level as drinking alcohol. I understand why they do it, but they're wrong. That's all.
The subjects had to respond, again, a simulation, to simulations of various events associated with vehicle crash risk, such as deciding whether to stop or go through a changing traffic light, avoiding a driver entering an intersection illegally, and responding to the presence of emergency vehicles.
Did they point out whether these people were regular smokers of marijuana or whether they were people who, you know, had never smoked it or what?
It's a good question. Let me continue because I'm not sure. Such as deciding whether to blah, 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 and responding to the presence of emergency vehicles. Subjects were tested while sober, and then again a half an hour later after having smoked a single medium potency joint or placebo. The investigators found that subjects' performance before and after getting stoned was virtually identical. According to the study, quote, no differences were found during the baseline driving segment and the collision avoidance scenarios. Nor were there any differences between the way men and women responded, according to the study. Researchers did note one difference, however, saying that participants receiving active marijuana decreased their speed more so than those receiving placebo cigarettes. Now, that's an interesting statement.
Well, that marijuana drivers drive slow?
Drive us a little slower. Yeah, they're a little more cautious.
There's all kinds of anecdotal and regular evidence that say that that's
right. But I always thought the reason for that was because they were afraid of being busted. Right. I always figured.
I
thought it was paranoia that was making that.
It just feels like you're going faster.
See, I never thought about that. I always thought it was paranoia, and it couldn't be paranoia because they were simulated. There weren't. There was zero chance they would be pulled over by the police. And clearly, if they were doing that, it's some sort of a chemical thing, right? Because they did it placebo and marijuana. The placebo people didn't slow down. The marijuana people slowed down. So that's not just because they were smoking a joint-looking thing that they were more cautious. It's because some sort of property of the chemicals in the plant. Very interesting. Anyway, a little bit more here. The authors speculated the subjects may have slowed down to compensate for perceived impairment. No other changes in driving performance were found, say the researchers. Now, this isn't unusual. As you pointed out, Mark, past research on marijuana use and driving has yielded similar results as well, including a 2008 driving simulator clinical trial conducted in Israel and published in Accident Analysis and Prevention.
You know, I wonder, I would love for somebody who's listening to this right now, call and you know, whatever they're telling themselves that says, this isn't true, and I'd love to hear why, because The drug warriors out there love the science that comes out and says things like, well, drugs are bad, but they don't listen. They simply will not listen. They shut off. Sometimes they'll shut off the radio just to avoid hearing things that they disagree with. And so please call in and tell us why this double-blind science-y study is wrong and why people should be punished, for driving and smoking or whatever it is. Marijuana should remain illegal because somebody might smoke and drive.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I've done it more times than I can count. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. A little bit more about one of the other studies here and what they had to say. They compared it to alcohol. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you suffer from poor sleep,
you've got to try MyPillow.
Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow Glow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, My Pillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. My Pillow for the rest of your life.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish M10 gas masks are $3 for $30 and Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com is the place to go. So enjoy all the features there, including the news updates. You can go and get signed up at news.freetalklive.com. Receive our emailed updates. You can also get Facebook and Twitter versions as well, so you can follow the news about Free Talk Live in whatever ways work best for you. News.freetalklive.com.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com get every day. Readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship that we have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to FreedomsPhoenix.com and sign up for their free daily dispatch. FreedomsPhoenix.com.
All right, the toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. As we continue here, a little bit more about the new study that replicates what the other studies have shown over the years, and that is that cannabis does not have any effect, virtually identical the performance between stone drivers and straight drivers. It does not affect your performance. In fact, if anything, it affects it in a positive manner because people that were receiving active marijuana, according to the study, decreased their speed more so than those receiving placebo cigarettes.
Well, I, you know, the, I would like to point out that this is a variation, right? Like, the first time I smoked marijuana, I found it to be so, disorienting that I drove very poorly. I decided to drive while having smoked. The first time, yes.
Wow.
And
I think that's a bad idea.
It's not a good idea, and I found it very disorienting. I believe that I would have had an accident had not somebody not been in the car and been in more control of the vehicle than I was at the time. So I don't want to leave people with the impression that I think this is a good idea. I do not. However, I think that there are variations on this. I think that it is far more dangerous to text while you drive than it is to smoke marijuana. But
people will
scream from the rooftops how we can't legalize marijuana because our teenagers might smoke the marijuana and drive a motor vehicle.
How many teenagers are texting and driving?
Those same people are buying their kids' cell phones.
Mm-hmm.
Those people are hypocrites or fools, one of the two.
So there's another study that was published in Israel, published in Accident Analysis and Prevention. And that trial compared the performance of drivers after they had ingested either alcohol or marijuana. Average speed, says the study, was the most sensitive driving performance variable affected by both THC and alcohol. Guess what happened? Of course, it was the opposite effect. The investigators reported smoking THC cigarettes caused drivers to drive slower in a close, dependent manner, while alcohol caused drivers to
drive more quickly,
significantly faster than under control conditions. Something to keep in mind when lawmakers in your state start pushing for zero tolerance, per se, driving under the influence of drugs laws that want to label people impaired drivers because of the presence of a few metabolites.
What zero tolerance means is that we take common sense and we throw it out the window. We take empirical data and we throw it out the window. When little kids bring toy guns to school, and I'm not even talking about a toy gun that they would hold in their hand. I'm talking about the toy gun that would go into the hand of an action figure, a toy gun that's 2 inches long. Well, then these bureaucrats that work for the state government, the municipal government, they don't have enough sense. Once you put this zero tolerance in play, they lose all responsibility for having good common sense, and they'll expel or suspend or even scold some little kid for bringing a little toy to school. It's silly.
Right, and in this case, what they're talking about here are some of the proposals for laws that would essentially allow the government people to test your blood, because that's the only way they're going to be able to tell if you've been using cannabis.
Can they tell that? I mean, can they tell when was the last time you used cannabis?
No, and that's one of the biggest problems with this. I mean, it's as though it weren't invasive enough that they're taking the idea of taking blood from people. That alone is bad enough. But beyond that, if the metabolites are detected in your bloodstream, then that means that you've smoked it within the last several weeks.
Right. And so this is the problem. At this point, as technology exists, and I think that you won't find the technology coming into play until they legalize marijuana, honestly, and they have to, because at this point, all they have to do is say, well, you've smoked pot in the last month, and you're going to jail, son.
Yeah, that's basically what the proposal is. If you were to test positive for cannabis, even if it's 2 weeks after the fact, they catch you behind the wheel of a car, you're going to test positive for cannabis, and you'll be busted under these proposed laws, which will ruin your life. And it's absolutely ludicrous. You could be straight as a board and be categorized as a drunk driving under the influence.
Right. These are laws made by people who don't smoke marijuana, honestly.
Yeah.
You know, they may have smoked marijuana some point in their life. The chances are statistically quite good that they did, but they don't care anymore.
So your thoughts are welcome at 800-259-9231. More drug war madness as Mark shares a story. At least I presume it's drug war. There's some folks some cops that went in and raided an old lady's house.
Yeah, this is absolute insanity. This actually doesn't have anything to do with the drug war.
It's not drug war.
It has to do with cops that are hyped up on their power that probably wouldn't be even have jobs if it wasn't for the drug war. So.
Oh, because normally when you hear the stories about the cops killing old people, it's because they raided the wrong home or something like that. Like the old lady down in Atlanta, Georgia, they targeted her and killed a 90-plus-year-old woman in her home. It's crazy.
Well, yeah, it wasn't the circumstance in this instance.
All right, what happened?
So here you go. From this is actually courthousenews.com. Police tasered an 86-year-old grandma in her bed and stepped on her oxygen hose until she couldn't breathe after her grandson called 911 seeking medical assistance.
Why do they send cops out to these calls?
I don't know. I just
can't
answer.
What good are they going to do? This isn't the first time that we've had a story where somebody's been, the 9/11 has been called, and they send the cops out. The cops arrive on scene first for whatever reason, and then they proceed to wreak havoc and make things even worse. Anyway, go on with it.
Well, it's because people aren't being properly demure to the police officers, of course. So, this is claimed.
Yeah, can you imagine? Somebody might be under a little bit of stress from a medical situation, and the cops come in and start barking orders.
Well, you get to hear what happened right here.
All right.
The woman or grandson claimed this in the Oklahoma City federal court. Though the grandson said, "Don't tase granny," in an El Reno police officer told another cop to taser, and wrote in his police report that he did so because the old woman took a more aggressive posture in her bed. According to the complaint, Lonnie Tinsley claims that he called 911 after he went to check on his grandmother, whom he found in her bed, connected to a portable oxygen concentrator with a long hose. Mm-hmm. She is in marginal health and takes several prescribed medications daily and was unable to tell him exactly when she had taken her meds. So Tinsley said he called 911, to ask for a emergency medical technician to come to her apartment to evaluate her. In response, as many as 10 El Reno police officers pushed their way through the door, according to the complaint. The grandma, Lonnie Varner, told them to get out of her apartment.
Get out of here.
The remarkable complaint continues. Instead, the apparent leader of the police, defendant Thomas Duran, instructed other policemen to taser. He stated in his report that the 86-year-old plaintiff took a more aggressive posture in her bed and that he was fearful for his safety and the safety of others. Lonnie Tinsley told them, "Don't tase my granny," to which they responded that they would tase him. Instead, they pulled him out of her apartment, took him down to the floor, handcuffed him, and placed him in the back of a police car. The police then proceeded to approach Mrs. Varner in her bed and stepped on her oxygen hose until she began to suffer oxygen deprivation. The police then fired a taser at her, and only one wire struck her in the left arm. The police then fired a second taser, striking her in the right and left of the midline of her upper chest, and applied high voltage, causing burns to her chest, extreme pain, and her to pass out. The police then grabbed Ms. Varner by her forearms and jerked hands together, causing her soft flesh to tear and bleed on her bed, and then they handcuffed her.
I can't believe this. Is there corroboration for this story?
Well, let's look it up.
I've heard some outrageous police stories before. This one sounds unbelievable.
We've quoted courthouse news before. That's why I figured it was good.
More coming up here at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is coming this July for $12.95 from Big Head Press at BigHeadPress.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
So you think the massive Gulf oil leak won't affect the air you breathe?
Think again.
Benzene, a toxic gas emitted from crude oil and a known carcinogen, is now airborne, traveling hundreds, even thousands of miles inland. Whether you live near the Gulf or not, benzene and other volatile organic compounds could cause adverse reactions to those living inside your home. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, came to airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to clean the air on boats aiding in the Gulf cleanup. Do what NOAA did. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
HempUSA.org urges everyone to plan ahead for possible food shortages in the future. We offer this dense, nutrient-storable food directly from the farm to your door. What the world needs is our energy-packed hemp food in a storable, portable form that can easily and quickly be picked up for travel. This food contains readily available protein, amino acids, essential fatty acids, digestive enzymes, and major minerals. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. And with prices rising in every sector, the investment in your future is critical to have some storable food available. It wasn't raining when Noah built the ark, so be practical and be wise. Call 908-691-2608 and place your order today. If food shortages don't come, you can always rotate our hemp foods back into your daily food supply. To place your order, learn more, and see numerous other great products, visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves if you dial in toll-free. We'll try to sneak your call in here in the remaining moments of this program. 1-800-259-9231. That is the number, 800-259-9231. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. You like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in, reinvest it into Free Talk Live, get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board with the show, expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So head on over and get signed up at amp.freetalklive.com. You can use any major credit card, PayPal, and there's some alternative options as well. That's amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks too, like access to the AMP only call in lines, the AMP only forum, the podcast that's just for amplifiers. Go to amp.freetalklive.com and accept my thanks in advance. All right, so the story is so outrageous. So outrageous that I almost find it hard to believe. You're telling me, Mark, that an 86-year-old woman. The phone call is made to the
parent. The phone call is made by her grandson and caretaker to 911 because he's not sure whether she's taken her medication that day. He wants a medical tech to come and evaluate her. And instead they send police officers.
10 cops show up.
12,
they come
I understand it.
She tells them, go away.
Right.
And they proceed to say that she took an aggressive stance.
In her bed. She never got out of her bed because she can't.
They step on her oxygen cord,
drag her hand. Grandson out.
Taser.
He says, don't tase my granny. They handcuff him, throw him in the back of this police car. They tase her what appears to be twice, attempt to tase her once, and then tase her a second time. Throw the cuffs on her. And you know how old people's skin can be, like, you know, like kind of tissue papery,
yeah.
In the process. They tear the skin on her arms.
It's outrageous. The claims there are outrageous, and I thought this can't
be. Let me finish up the story here.
All right.
The police freed Lonnie Tensley from his incarceration in the back of the police car, permitted him to accompany the ambulance with his grandmother. Tensley said the cops capped it all off by having his grandmother placed in the psychiatric ward at the direction of the El Reno police. She was held there for six days and then released. As a result of the wrongful arrest and detention, the plaintiff, Lorna M. Varner, suffered the unlawful restraint of her freedom, bodily injury, assault, battery, the trashing of her apartment, humiliation, the loss of personal dignity, infliction of emotional distress, and medical bills. So they seek punitive damages for constitutional violations from the city of El Reno. Duran officers and Frank Tinga and Joseph Sandberg and 10 Officer Doe's.
Wow. It's just a shocking story.
So you have the story from the police report.
Right. What do they say? Now, is police officer Duran Thomas? Or
he's
Thomas
mentioned,
Duran?
Yeah.
He's mentioned in there. Okay, so this is the report that Thomas Duran filled out. So he says that I was dispatched to the address in reference to a suicidal subject who had taken unknown medication. So this is the word the cops received from the dispatcher was that we've got someone who's taken medication. There might be a suicide attempt. So that's why the cops came out, was because they believed it was a suicide attempt.
So Olani that gets on there and says, I don't know what kind of medicines my grandma's taken today or what she hasn't. Can you send somebody to evaluate her?
Yeah, that's not – they did not respond appropriately. The cops should not have come out. They should have sent the paramedics. But they jumped to a conclusion. They sent the police out there because they believed they were dealing with a suicide attempt, and or at least that's their excuse. Upon arrival, Lonnie Tinsley, who's the grandson of Lorna Varner, met me at the front door. Varner was the subject who had allegedly taken medication in an attempt to overdose. I asked Lonnie where Varner was, and he said inside. Lonnie said, I don't think she wants you in there. As I started to enter the residence, that was notice number one that we didn't call for you guys. You need to go away. But then Ms. Varner got more explicit. As I started to enter the residence, I heard a voice say, "Get out of here! I don't want your help." And now that should have been it right there. You don't want our services. We're gonna go away. We're gonna turn around and leave. And, of course, Lonnie never should have opened the door for them in the first place. Had he not opened the door for these cops, it would have been very unlikely they would have been able to successfully enter the residence.
Yeah, but who knows what they would have done once the emergency medical techs did show up, if they did show up.
True, and they did show up, apparently. He says, I looked around the corner and observed Varner lying on a bed in the living room. I observed Varner reach for an object underneath her pillow, saying, "Get the F out of here!" Unknown of what was under the pillow, I backed up and bladed myself around the corner for cover. I observed Varner pull a kitchen knife from under the pillow and grasp it in a fashion commonly used to stab or slash. Varner looked at me and said, "I want to die. I didn't call you, so get the F out of my house." I told dispatch, I guess I sound more like an old man than anything else, but I told dispatch I had a subject with a knife and that I needed more units. During this time, Lonnie kept trying to advance on Varner to get the knife. I had to tell Lonnie numerous times to back away and to not approach Varner. I tried talking to Varner and calm her down, but nothing would work. Varner told me she was in control of her life and I could not do anything to stop her. Varner looked at me in the eyes and said, "If you try and get the knife, I'll stab you and kill you. I killed 4 Japs in World War II, and I wouldn't bat an eye killing you." Now, what was she doing killing Japs in World War II? I didn't think they were recruiting female soldiers back then during the draft.
Well, I'm not going to say that it's never happened that a woman has killed 4 men. It's just really rare, and the likelihood that she managed to do it in World War II doesn't seem likely to me.
At this time, I was in fear for the safety of Lonnie, Varner, and myself. I maintained my location and waited on additional units. Officer Tinga and Sandberg arrived and assisted me on trying to calm the situation. When Varner saw the other officer, she took a more aggressive posture on the bed and raised the knife above her head and said, "If you come any closer, you're getting the knife." At this time, along with the other officers, I had exhausted attempts at verbally getting Varner to comply. I told Varner if she didn't drop the knife, she would force us to use our tasers. She continued to be aggressive and furthered my fear of injury to others and myself. I deployed my department-issued taser using cartridge number blah, blah, blah. One of the taser prongs made contact with her upper chest, but the other embedded in a blanket, as the report showed. She continued to stare at me. I told the officer that the taser wasn't working. He deployed his. And so the missing fact from the courthouse
here
news
is
story
the threat
was
of the,
that she
of
had
the
a
knife.
Blade.
Yeah.
But on the other hand,
how dangerous could it be? I think, you know, the libertarian answer here is that lady should be able to do what she wants with her life and her body. So she should have been left to her own devices. If she wanted to have a medical tech check her out, then that's what she should be able to do. The threatening only commenced when her property was violated.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly, The story isn't as outrageous as it as their complaint filed by their lawyer here.
Well, I think the outrage is
Brian Bell Esquire.
Well, I think the outrage is that the cops continue to do something against the will of this woman. I mean, she said, "I don't want you." Well, she likely would have allowed the paramedics to come in.
But they're supposed to stop suicides, you know.
And I think that's outrageous. I think it's silly. They should leave people alone in many cases.
Especially suicides where they're not making a big mess for someone else. It's one thing if you're going to jump off a building and land on someone's car blowing your head off. I mean, obviously it can be a danger. Depends on where you blow your head off.
It's going to be a mess.
If I go out in my woods and I decide that the way that I wish to die is to blow my head off, then that's what I wish to do.
But if you're blowing your head off in my bathroom, that's going
to
be a mess.
Right. If you want to go to somebody's, a public restroom and do it or something like that, for the added, juice you'll get out of it, there's something that's wrong.
Apparently, while at Parkview, the allegation is that Varner made several statements of killing the police. Varner told me she was going to kill every officer that was in her apartment. When she got out, Varner told me she was going to snap my neck like a twig, just like she did during World War II.
Yep.
Oh, leave the crazy old lady alone and let her take her damn pills. if the paramedics had just shown up and it had just been the nice boys in the paramedics uniform, she probably wouldn't have responded in the same way. And if she'd responded by flinging a blade, whipping a blade out and threatening the paramedics, then maybe that would be the time to call the police. And anyway, let's go to your phone calls. John is in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, John.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
What's on my mind? I don't know. I just heard this thing about, being piss tested. No, taking your blood if you're smoking and driving.
Let you go. Thank you for the call. You can't say that word on the radio. He said, what's the length of time the S can be in your system?
Referring to marijuana.
Yeah.
Well, I hear up to 30 days. That's what I've heard, We here on Free Talk Live are not scientists.
We are not, and there are a variety of factors that are involved, how frequent of a smoker that you are. So the people that were at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, it may be 30 days for them before they get it out of their system, provided they don't smoke more. But if you're just if you're an occasional smoker, if you're like a once a month kind of smoker, it may not last for 30 days.
Yeah.
So it all just depends. There's no easy answer there. If you're looking to escape a drug test or something like that, there are suggestions for their products that will claim to work miracles. In some cases, it could just be as simple as drinking a whole lot of water to kind of flush your system in advance, a day in advance, that kind of thing. Anyway, we're out of time for tonight. Remember, try to avoid calling the cops whenever you can, because they might come and shoot your grandmother with a taser. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumethin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumethinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumethinPlus.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.